The following podcast is a presentation of Mackie Hoon Motivational Media.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mackie Hoon Show. This is episode number 94, and as always, I am thrilled to have you with me. I've got an interesting topic for today's show, or at least I think so, and I hope you enjoy it. Social media, used in the right context, to connect with social media in the right context can be a very powerful thing. It can be a very unique thing. John Cena, one of my favorite WWE wrestlers, has granted wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation like nobody's business. I think he's granted over 400 wishes for that organization. He's made a positive mark, primarily because of Twitter and certain social media connections that he's connected to. He's granted over 400 wishes. Why? Well, A, he's a celebrity. That's part of it. That's true. But the point I'm making for this episode is that social media is opening doors with our universe and society like no other doors have been opened. We are more connected in this world than we have ever been. Ever been. I am connected to this podcasting game, this podcasting gig, and my Mackie Motivational Media because I know in my heart of hearts that this is a way for me to connect with the masses like no other, folks. I said it recently on my YouTube channel that just went up. Mackie Motivational Media is a young channel, but I just recently stated that social media is where it's at. Social media, in the right context, I gotta say it over and over again because social media has been used in the wrong way, it's been used in weird ways, it's been used in malicious ways, and it's not perfect. But in the right context, social media can be a great, great thing. I bring all this up because when I first started this show, the very first season, it might have been the second season, but I think it was the very first season, I mentioned someone who I admire. His name is Shea Butler, and he's got a channel on YouTube called The Sheatards, and I know it's a very simple thing. I am a fan. It's a weird thing to say it, and it's a weird way to say it. I admire what you do, Shay. I said it on a previous episode. Go back and listen to it. I think it's in the early 20s. But I bring that up for today's show again to let you know that I have recently found what I believe to be, what I'm 99.999% sure to be, his actual Facebook page. Send him a message. Let me tell you why I sent him a message. I sent him a message because, as I said in that episode, as I said at that time, I believe our mission is a similar mission. We are here on social media. I'm here with a podcast. I'm here with my YouTube channel. He's here with his YouTube channel to spread joy, to spread positive mojo, to spread positive energy, and to share it with the masses. He is a man looking to make a positive impact on the world as I am. He is a man looking to encourage as I am. He is a man looking to lift spirits as I am, and I really believe that we are kindred spirits. And the reason I bring all this up is not to stroke my own ego, not to elevate myself. I talk about on this podcast the potential of following dreams, the belief of never letting your dreams die, the belief of keeping a positive attitude, the belief of holding on to positive energy, to the belief of not only holding on to it but sharing it, allowing it to manifest with the people around you, connect with the people around you, resonate with the people around you, share with the people around you. I said that once already, but I believe in the power of sharing positive energy with the universe and the world, and I'm all for sharing that. And the reason I brought this up today is that I am in pursuit of a dream. It might seem like a big dream. It might seem like a huge dream. But I tell you what, it is not the impossible dream. Not by today's standards. If there is someone you want to connect with on Facebook, if there is something you want to connect to for altruistic reasons, we are not in a society that is very limited anymore. And I gotta be careful how I say these things, because there's a lot of icky stuff. There's a lot of things that can go the wrong way online. But Shay, I really admire what you do on YouTube. I'm going to say it again. You and I have a similar mission in our hearts and in our spirits. And the reason you have your YouTube channel is not only to support your family, and I wouldn't call them a sellout for doing that. People are starting to get on his case because of brand deals. And he's not going to do as many as he does or has done in the past. He does this to support his family. He's created this YouTube channel to support his family. And at its core, to spread joy, to spread hope, to spread wisdom, to spread kindness, to spread love to the YouTube universe. Shay, I love you. I appreciate what you're doing because I really feel, and I'll say it again, that our goals are similar. And the reason I wrote, folks, I'll say it again, I wrote Shay because I am in pursuit of a connection with a kindred spirit. Our energy is very much the same. Our goals with social media are very much the same. And I think it would be awesome, if I could become friends, even if it were Facebook friends, which it most likely will be if I make this connection, with Shay. Don't let anybody ever tell you you can't do something. Don't let anybody ever tell you that you're cuckoo or you're nuts or you're strange or you're different or you're weird. Because I wholeheartedly believe that everyone who lives on this planet, that everyone who's facing this journey, yes, the world is unique. Yes, the world can be challenging. Yes, the world is messed up in some ways. But you know what? You have an opportunity to make a positive mark. Is my mark the same as your mark? It might be intertwined. They might be connected. But no. They're not the exact same thing. But that's okay. That's the beauty of it. You have been given an opportunity to share a gift with the world. And it was designed and given to you to share in your own blessed and unique way. Now, I've talked about most of these things before. If you've listened to the podcast, I'm sort of kind of repeating myself on this episode. Yep, I wrote Shay. And yep, it sounds crazy. Do I know if I'll ever connect with him on Facebook? I don't know. Do I know if I'll ever connect with him on social media? I don't know, because I've tweeted him before too. But you know what? I did this as a step of faith. I took a chance. And in about a week's time, I'm going to check and see if that chance pays off. Shay, I'm going to say it again, buddy. I appreciate your family. I appreciate your aims and your goals here on YouTube. What you do is the spread of joy. It's the spread of hope. It's the spread of good news. It's the spread of happiness. And man, I'm right there with you, dude. It's what I do on this podcast. It's what I do with this YouTube channel. It's what I'm here to encourage, to motivate, and to inspire. And we are on the same page, brother. And I appreciate you doing the same thing in your own unique way with the lovely family that you have, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To close it out. Do not stop dreaming. You hear me? Don't stop. And yeah, I'm driving a point home. Yeah, I'm making it stern. And yes, it's kind of brisk. But I say these things because I believe in the beauty of your potential. I say these things because I think that your voice and your mark and your dreams and your gifts are great. They're great. They're great. Go ahead. Make your mark. Let's light up this world together. Let's change this world together. And let's celebrate the beauty of our voices, our hearts, and the gifts that we have together. I'll see you soon for 95, folks. Until then, stay blessed. And Shay, I don't know if I'll see you, man. But thank you. See y'all later, folks. 95's coming soon. Until then, peace out.